Resource in order this evening at this Cinco de Mayo at 8:12 p.m. First, I'd like to start out with Sean to give us a briefing about our new microphone system, our new equipment here. Ultra sensitive items. No whispering, please. Unless, of course, you want it recorded.
Right. It is very sensitive. If you do whisper, it is heard very easily. If anyone wants to partake from the audience, you actually can stand up and talk at the tone that I'm talking at and be heard throughout the network. And two people actually can talk at the same time, and it can be deciphered at the other end. However, we don't recommend that too often. But when you do talk at the table, just kind of maybe turn away or put some paper over your mouth because it can be heard. If you do want to have a privacy mode, I can put you in privacy mode just by touching this button. So right now, we will be heard over the network.
So I guess yes, this is fair warning.
Yeah.
Well, tonight we've been joined by Representative Hudson, Representative Zawacki, Representative Friday, Representative Ivan, and Vice Chairman Lincoln. Chairing is Representative Davis. We have several items before us this evening. We begin with Senate Bill 448, the approval of the PetroStar royalty sale. And then we'll go into the House Joint Resolution 44, compensation for salmon interceptions. And then House Bill 429, intensive management of game resources. And then Senate concurrent Resolution 8. It would be my intention to pass out the first three bills, and we'll have additional discussion on Fish and Wildlife Management, the Senate concurrent resolution number 8. So with that, is there anybody present to bring us up to date on Senate Bill 448? Please, Ms. Wilson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm Carol Wilson with the Department of Natural Resources. Senate Bill 448 is the companion bill to House Bill 559, which would approve the legislature's approval of a royalty oil contract between the state of Alaska and the PetroStar Valdez Refinery joint venture. As we pointed out during the hearing on House Bill 559, this is a revenue-neutral deal. The state is not getting any more for its royalty oil or any less than it would if the company sold it for us and we didn't take it in kind. But what we do get out of it is the refinery built in Valdez, more jobs for people in the state, and product that can be sold locally if it's made locally. Sale comports in every way with legislature's directive to selling royalty oil. The Royalty Oil Board has to review a whole list of things to allow the state to go forward and present this contract to the legislature. And if you have any questions about it exactly, I don't think I have anyone in line, so I'll do this first.
Are there questions of the Department of Natural Resources by members of the committee?
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Hudson.
Just for the record, I believe you've attested before, Carol, that this is required under statute, so this is, you can't do this without our approval, is that correct?
Right. The legislature must approve this royalty oil contract, or we can't complete it.
Thank you.
Representative Kearney, did you have any additional comments?
No, Mr. Chairman, that was fine with me.
Representative, Vice Chairman Lincoln.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This has already gone to oil and gas, is that correct? I did not look at the minutes here of the, if they are in here, of oil and gas. I don't see them. But I was wondering if perhaps, since we have the chairman of the oil and gas here, if there was any questions that were raised in oil and gas that maybe would be helpful in our debate here on this committee.
The chairman of the Oil and Gas Committee, Representative Hudson.
Mr. Chairman, we did hear the bill, and primarily we were concerned to make certain that Alaska received a fair price, and I think the testimony that you received is the same as we received, and we passed it out with, I think, pretty much unanimous approval.
Representative Zawacki.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just maybe some additional comments in regards to oil and gas. The comments were made that, you know, the state has an excellent opportunity to work with three Alaskan very professional, very fine companies in regards to the sale of, setting up the refinery in Valdez, Alaska companies, Alaska workers. It gives us all a win-win good situation, and that was kind of the emphasis in oil and gas when we had the hearings on it, and I very much support what we're doing with this bill and with PetroStar.
Any other questions or comments? With no further questions or comments, what is
Mr. Chairman?
Representative Hudson.
I'd move Senate Bill number 448 out with individual recommendations. Ask unanimous consent, sir.
Are there objections? With no objection, then Senate Bill 448 moves from the House Resources Committee with individual recommendations. Next, House Resolution 44, the prime sponsor is Cindy, and I would like to announce for the record that we have been joined by Representative Lehman. And, for the benefit of Representative Lehman, please know that we are on new equipment, Representative Lehman, that is very sensitive to whispers as well as any other funny noises you might want to make. Representative Zawacki.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'll keep my comments short here and just state that the objective of House Draft Resolution 44 is to possibly assist and protect Alaska's fishermen and to assure that the groundless fish of Alaska origin are protected on the high seas. HCR 44 requests the President of the United States to renegotiate existing fisheries treaties and agreements with Japan, South Korea, Taiwan, to provide procedures whereby individual fishermen and fishermen's associations and the states may recover damages from foreign fishing companies for income and revenue loss due to high seas interceptions and violations of these treaties. Mr. Chairman, I might note that there was a similar House Joint Resolution in the previous legislative session, HGR 27, which was passed unanimously by both the House and the Senate. This is an identical resolution, but due to the lateness of the session, kind of called the midnight deadline, unfortunately, when the bill came back from the Senate, it unfortunately died in the limbo file. So this is exactly the same bill that was passed unanimously by both houses. Mr. Chairman, some of you may recall there was some concern about, you know, the constitutionality of submitting something like this to Congress. And as our congressional leaders have stated, there are the letters in the package that said that any citizen or citizens representing, i.e. a state or subdivision, you know, can at any time submit to the President or to Congress concerns. There was also concerns that, you know, is there a way of some type of tariff or compensation that we could set up? We know that since about 1987, including through this year, that the United States law enforcement have actually had sting operations, have arrested people, have confiscated not only money, but products. And maybe, just maybe, by sending a signal of this, we can say that, you know, when you have a sting operation, when you have fines or that maybe just we might look at somehow compensating the state of Alaska for some of these fines and some of the revenues that are being deprived by the cases that we have known on record. And kind of thing. So again, it's a message to Congress and the President and others that we need to be a lot more serious with the foreign entities out there that are still on the high seas and still robbing a lot of Alaskans.
Thank you, Representative Director. Are there questions or comments of the sponsor? Representative Carney.
Mr. Chairman, I move that the House Bill Resolution 44 be reported out of committee with individual recommendations.
If I may ask, I'll object for purposes of a couple of questions. On line 31, Representative Zawacki, page 2, says initiate action for recovery of damages on behalf of the state of Alaska and the fishermen of Alaska. To which legal entity are we addressing here? To which legal channel would this action be initiated?
Well, Mr. Chairman, that was, again, there were comments. I am not an attorney or do not know all of the legal avenues that the federal government has, whether it's through the UN, whether it's through the world, I think it's called the World
Court.
Courts. Mm-hmm. But it would seem that if the United States has a concern and knows that our fisheries in this country are being damaged out there, that they need to pursue through whatever avenues may be out there. But again, until we send that message and request that they somehow find the mechanism or the legal avenue to somehow require payment out there, we just don't know unless we ask.
So, in essence, then, Representative Zawacki, the answer to the question then is whatever legal avenues work.
Right. Mr. Chairman, I might say, you know, one of the concerns, and again, I don't claim to be an expert, but right now, even with the treaties that we have, the downside is that the enforcement is an agreement with this country to have the foreign countries do the enforcement on their own commercial fishermen. And we have seen that, unfortunately, that is not working. Mm-hmm. It is working and it's getting better, but it's still not working. So, again, a strong message. And in fact, Hawaii and Washington have sent resolutions somewhat similar to this one. And it's then saying to the federal government, you need to pursue whatever avenues are mm-hmm. out there, because even though we've improved and we've shut down some of the high seas interception, we still have a long way to go.
Thank you. Representative Leslie.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I recall this now from prior action last year, and I think the primary portion of this whole resolution is on page number 3, line number 7, in the last resolve. And in that, I think it spells out that we are asking Congress to establish a fund to reimburse Alaska fishermen and to essentially pay for that fund by a tariff on fishery products originating those nations mm-hmm. whose fishermen are intercepting. And I think that's what we heard before, wasn't it, Jim? Mm-hmm.
Yes, Mr. Chair.
Representative Lincoln.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I think a couple of my questions have been asked by members already, but the other area that or question that I wanted to ask was on page 3, line 3, where since this was written over a year ago, and it says that we're requesting for almost 2 years that we're requesting the president to renegotiate existing fishery treaties. Since this resolution is dated now, has anything been done that would change that one resolve?
There have been discussions with the federal government. In fact, I know Senator Frank Murkowski has been the one who has taken the lead through the years in trying to track down the illegal sale high seas out there. Has also set up the Coast Guard. We have had some agreements. I can't tell you what they are right now, I don't think we've renegotiated treaties based specifically on this. We have had some additional agreements. We've also gone to the UN, and there was a resolution that was passed this, a year ago to outlaw high seas. But unfortunately, Taiwan and Korea are not UN members. So they are not restricted by the UN resolution. And so I think this country can and should negotiate or renegotiate whatever treaties or whatever tariffs we have with them to somehow put some pressure on. So even though there have been steps taken, I think there are still several steps that we can take and should be taking.
Then in the way this is written, you feel that that's still appropriate to say renegotiate existing treaties and agreements with Japan, Korea?
Through the chair, yes, I do. You know, whether there's a treaty, and then as I said, I'm not an expert on international law and treaties and that, but whether we sign a treaty on fisheries for a year or maybe 3 years, if we see some serious offenses out there, I'm sure this government would want immediately step in and want to renegotiate or put some pressure on those countries.
On that point, may
Representative Hudson
add some additional information to Representative Lincoln. We have negotiated fisheries treaties that essentially call and eliminate high seas fishing in certain areas and the use of damaging equipment, Georgiana, but what we're calling for here is a procedure whereby individual fishermen and associations may recover damages, and to my knowledge, I've read nothing that indicates that that's ever been accomplished. So that's the particular point of this whole resolution, I think. And therefore, I believe that the resolution is probably still very valid.
Representative Lehman?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think the points of this resolution are valid. I think probably some of the more recent agreements with at least some of these countries, I don't know, I think we have an agreement with Japan. And I just talked with Clint Killian last week, and I think he mentioned one of the other countries. But maybe
Taiwan. Here,
was Taiwan. But one of the other sources of interception, and it's one that we've really learned a lot more about since, I think you wrote this about 2.5 years ago, is the trawler bycatch. And I know we've, I don't know what the numbers are this year, I just haven't seen them, but last year, at about this time, we had, I think, the estimate was somewhere between 70 and 90,000 Alaskan king salmon had been intercepted as part of this bycatch, and probably something like two-thirds of those were bound for the Yukon, Kuskokwim drainages, and maybe one-third for South Central Alaska. Well, this deals with a different issue. I'm just state my concern about that as well. And that's more of a domestic issue. I don't know that tariffs on U.S. products necessarily be the right way to tackle that one, but I think this is probably a two-pronged problem, and this happens to attack one of the problems.
Thank you, Representative Lincoln. Additional questions? With that, then I would withdraw my objection, and we have before us then the motion to move House Joint Resolution 44 out of the House Resources Committee with individual recommendation. Is there objection? Without objection, then House Joint Resolution 44 moves from the House Resources Committee with individual recommendation. That brings us down to House Bill 429, and the prime sponsor, Representative Bert Sharp, is here. Yeah. Representative Sharp, welcome home.
Yeah, this time of year I'm starting to miss this committee. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I appreciate the opportunity tonight. What we've attempted to do, and I believe it's in all your folders, there's a draft and dated 5592 by Uttermole, which incorporates the department's concerns and incorporates the language they recommended and at least the language they recommended in their position paper dated 3/19. It's also in there. There's only one verbatim recommendation. It's not in the draft, and that is, and it would be on page 3, line 7. They recommended, but may not be limited to, management of the game population. And legal drafting said that that is not necessary, and it's sort of confusing and ambiguous. So the only other thing I would add, Mr. Chairman, is that on line 7, page 3, there's a typo. After development, the of should be or.
Page 3, line
7. After the first word development, the word of should be or.
Okay. Representative Lincoln.
Representative Sharp, I couldn't find where that portion that you were speaking of just prior to that technical amendment. I thought you said page 3, line.
On page 3, line 8, after the word include, the department had recommended also putting in there, but may not be limited to. And the legal drafting felt that that was not necessary because it's allowing it and it's ambiguous, but I'm all set. That's the only part that's not in there that was recommended by the department.
Do you have additional comments? Are there comments or questions by members of the committee? With no questions, no comment, this is Representative DeWacky. No questions? Representative Kearney.
Mr. Chairman, I would move the committee to keep the process of the House and for our committee.
First, we must adopt the committee substitute. Representative Kearney.
I move to adopt the committee substitute, Mr. Chairman.
It's been moved for the adoption of committee substitute for sponsor substitute for House Bill 429. Is there objection? Without objection, then the House Resources Committee has adopted committee substitute for sponsor substitute for House Bill 429. Thank you, Representative Sharp. What is the pleasure of the committee? Representative Sweeney?
Mr. Chairman, I move that committee substitute for sponsor substitute for House Bill 429 be reported out of committee with individual recommendation after management.
Is there objection? Without objection, then committee substitute for sponsor substitute for House Bill 429. Resources moves from the House Resources Committee with individual recommendation. Next, we have Senate Concurrent Resolution 8. Is there anyone present who would like to address Senate Concurrent Resolution 8? I'm sorry, Dick. Why don't you come forward and then give us also, if you don't mind, your testimony on 429.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Once again, the lightning speed of the legislature is fast me. But on 429, I just would say that we concur with the action that we've taken and move to that.
Thank you.
On SCR 8, I would simply like to reiterate what I placed in a letter to Senator Schultz and was provided to the committee, I believe, and was on the table outside, and that is that we support this resolution that's related to fishing, hunting, and trapping and in Alaska and professional state fish and wildlife management. We also think it's appropriate that the resolution emphasize that the protection for these lifestyles afforded by ANILCA are being eroded here and there and by the U.S. National Park Service through administrative actions, and that is not a tolerable situation by any of the entities involved or Alaskans in general, but there is a persistent pressure to do that by anti-hunting constituents of the Park Service. So we urge that we pass this resolution. We think it may focus some attention on that kind of problem. It's an ongoing one. It's not a catastrophic or highly visible sort of thing, and I think it's important to indicate that the state does support Alaskan lifestyles and wants to see the protection extended to them by ANILCA fully implemented. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Bishop. Representative Hudson.
Mr. Chairman, to the chair, I presume, here. I'm trying to figure out where this goes.
Good question. In fact, I've tried to make contact with Senator Schultz's office today on several different occasions, and my staff has called as well. And it would be the intention of the chair to hold this resolution until we find out where we would like to send this. I'm assuming it's not to someone outstanding in the field. I've never seen the poster of a good representative, but Representative Ling, did you have a question?
Oh, no, I don't.
Other comments or questions?
Are there any other people who wish to testify?
I would have a question of the department, Mr. Lewis. Does the department, in fact, have any kind of position on Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 8?
Yes, we support it.
You support it. Is there anything that we need in the record? I guess not. Are there questions of the department, Representative Lehman?
Mr. Chairman, maybe Bruce has an idea of where this should go, or maybe we should just take a stab at it, or I suggest we might want to discharge it. And
well, I think
take care of it on the floor.
You know my aversion for doing committee work on the floor.
Well, this is technical work.
Mr. Bruce, did you have a response to Representative Lehman's question?
I can only assume that it was intended to go to the federal government, but I have not been informed of that for sure.
Thank you very much, Mr. Bruce. Representative Ivan.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Is the federal government outlawing hunting and fishing on federal land? Is that why this resolution is adopted? Where is the hunting now? I'm curious where the hunting is being disallowed. What area are we?
I'm sorry, Representative Ivan, I do not have an answer for your question. Representative Mr. Bruce.
Yes, just to give an example, the Park Service has proposed banning subsistence hunting and fishing and commercial fishing in the waters of Glacier Bay. So that would be an example of these. I believe the subsistence prohibitions have already gone into effect, and the commercial prohibitions are scheduled to go into effect in about 7 or 8 years.
That's true. Thank you, Mr. Bruce. Well, it would be the intention of the chair to hold this in committee to give the senator the benefit of the doubt here and the consideration, at least let him comment on where he would like for us to send it. I would like to announce that for our meeting tomorrow at 3 p.m., hopefully at 3 p.m., we will hear Senate Bill 440 on the issuance of hunting and licensing, hunting and fishing licenses, and Senate Joint Resolution 10, House Bill 578, House Bill 478, and House Bill 585, as well as House Bill 584. If there are no other questions or comments or concerns by members of the committee, are there any? Without any, then we are adjourned at 8:42. Thank you.